Jacob here. Hey, let's take a walk down Gilead Lane.
So you got your report card today, huh?
This doesn't look good, Michael.
Why did you have to have a genius on? He's such a nerd!
And you think it's easy having a little brother who can beat you at any sport you play?
You are no help.
Now be sure that you only add 2 milliliters of the sulfuric acid. Any more than that, and your experiment could explode.
Whoops.
Michael Morrison, that is the 3rd explosion you have caused in 2 weeks.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Collins. I guess I just measured wrong.
Well, let's clean this up. I just never would have expected this from a Morrison. Your brother Justin was the best scientist we ever had in 5th grade.
A regular Einstein, I know.
Mikey, wait up! Did you get your report card today?
Yeah.
Me too! Look at this. Can you believe I did so good? Look at all those A's and B's.
Great, Haley.
And see this part, the comments? A pleasure to have in class. Even though she does think I talk too much. But I don't think I talk that much, so I'm not really worried and... Oh, Mikey, did you burn your eyebrows again?
Huh? Oh, yeah, science lab.
But they were just starting to grow back. They look awful.
I think they kind of look cool.
You're so weird. Where's your report card?
Forget about it.
Come on, let's see it.
No thanks.
Is it really that bad?
Mind your own business, Miss A's and B's.
Hi, guys. How was school?
I'm going upstairs.
Okay.
I had a great day, Mom. You wouldn't even believe what happened when we started math.
Justin, can you hurry up? I have to get online.
Yeah, hold on. I'm in the middle of conducting some highly important research, Mike. I'll let you know when I'm done.
Why can't you just go outside and play ball like a normal kid instead of always doing homework?
Mike, this is not homework. It's just an experiment I'm interested in. See, I have this theory.
Exactly my point, Brainy. Can't you go play like everyone else?
What's wrong with you?
It's a great day and you just spent 8 hours in school. Can't you even take a break?
So you got your report card today, huh?
You are no help.
Isn't it cool, Mikey?
Isn't what cool?
My goalie mask. I made it.
It's not a goalie mask, Timmy. That's a paper plate over your face.
Nuh-uh, it's a mask. Wanna play hockey?
It's a paper plate.
Ouch!
And no, I don't want to play with you. Now get out.
Okay.
Man, Mike, that was mean.
Who asked you?
Just go easy on him. He's only 6.
Okay, Mr. Perfect. Thanks for the advice. Now would you leave me alone?
Yeah, it'd be my pleasure.
Timmy, would you knock it off?
Sorry.
Michael?
What? It's gross, Mom. Why can't he just eat his mashed potatoes and peas?
Be nice. Timothy, what are you doing?
Trying to get a hole in one, like Mikey did in the backyard.
That's your dinner, not golf, pal. Now, come on, clean your plate. Everyone else is finished.
Sorry, okay.
All right. So, whose grades are we going to see first?
You want to look at mine again?
I think twice was enough, honey.
Yeah, I don't know if you could get it off the fridge after all the duct tape you used.
Okay.
How about your report, Justin? Here, hand it over.
Sorry for the blotch on it. I was conducting an experiment with hydrophosphoric calamine on an eczematic epidermal anomaly.
Huh?
Oh, you had a rash, Einstein, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad somebody understands him. Oh, Justin, that's excellent. Not one B.
Say the same thing about my report card.
Michael, what?
Nothing. I was just wondering if we could wait till Brooke got home.
No, the high school didn't post their quarter grades yet, and she'll be at the library for a while anyway, I think.
No fair.
Justin, this is outstanding. Yeah, but what are all these numbers?
Oh, yeah, that's the new digitized system for comments from the teachers.
Oh.
The key's down there in the corner.
Oh, let's see. 38. Here it is. Should be the teacher.
What about 51?
51 will someday win the Nobel Prize.
Oh, it does not say that.
Oh, we are so proud of you, son.
And you were worried about how you'd do in junior high.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Michael, your turn.
Aw, that's okay, Dad.
No, really. Come on, you're next.
Aren't we gonna have dessert?
Your report card, please.
I don't even remember where it is. I think I lost it or something.
No, you didn't. You crumpled it up and put it in your back pocket when we were walking home today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Haley.
All right, come on. Hand it over.
Oh, Michael.
I hope the comments are better than these grades.
What does a negative 22 stand for?
Doing homework might help.
Okay, what about number two?
Two. At least guess on the tests.
This doesn't look good, Mike.
Four. Do not return to science lab. Please.
No kidding. Did you see his eyebrows again?
Haley, this is not funny.
Yeah, it is. Mike's already like a legend at school. Kids always talk about him at recess. The explosions in their lab and everything.
Okay, that's enough.
I mean, he's a whole lot different than Justin when it comes to school, huh?
Well, we can't all be perfect, can we?
What did I say?
Michael, come on, come back here.
Let's give him some time. Then maybe we should go up.
Yeah, you're right. Haley Grace, you have got to learn to control your tongue.
What?
Come in.
You doing all right, kiddo?
I guess. Am I in trouble now?
Well, you shouldn't have run away from the table like that, son. But Mom and I need to ask you to forgive us, too.
What?
Well, we've been thinking about how that whole thing might have made you feel.
Honey, do you feel like we're comparing you to Justin?
I don't know. I guess.
We don't want you to ever feel like you're not good enough, Mike. Like we have you kids on a scale or something. Looking at report cards together isn't supposed to be a punishment. Come on, we're a family.
I know, but I'll never have grades like Justin.
And you don't have to.
I can get C's and you'd be okay with that?
We'd be okay, but only if we knew it was the absolute best you could do.
And the report card comments told us that that wasn't the case.
Now, we'll do what we can to make sure you don't feel like you're not good enough. But you have to promise to give us your best.
That's all we want from you.
I'll try.
Okay, guys, get with your lab partners for science today.
Can I skip lab and go straight to lunch today, Mrs. C? Anna is sick.
No, lab should be safe for you today. Nothing breakable. You can work with Maya. Her partner's absent as well. If you remember from the reading assignment last night, we're getting into the study of starches.
We had a reading assignment?
Now, I will be giving each pair a section of these brownies. Quiet down. Now, these brownies are for the lab only. I have an extra pan for those who pass the assignment. But no one eats these pieces, understood?
You hear that, Michael? Loud and clear.
Okay, each group should have two beakers, as you will compare your results against each other's for accuracy. Use your plastic spatulas to divide the brownies in half.
Sad your girlfriend's not here?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Everyone knows you two like each other.
Anna and I are just friends.
Whatever.
All right, good job, guys. Now, fill your beakers to the two-thirds mark with hydrochloric acid. Maya, please help Michael pour carefully.
Okay.
Very good. Now, I want you to each drop your half of the brownie into the beaker and use the scientific method to record and compare your results. I'll be coming around to check and grade your work. Should be an easy A.
So, did you hear that crazy Grace is moving back to Coleraine? Right to the end of your street.
Crazy who?
Crazy Grace. Don't tell me you don't know about her.
Are you sure that's the two-thirds mark?
Michael, Crazy Grace is that Andrews lady who lived at the end of Gilead Lane when she was like a kid, like 30 years ago.
That's nice. You think these brownies are any good?
Don't you care that an insane person is moving in down your street?
Not as much as you do. And how do you know she's crazy? I heard she was blind, but not nuts.
If you were in a car that crashed, exploded, and killed your parents, wouldn't you be crazy?
Maya.
I'm just saying that everyone knows she's been at an institution out east ever since the accident.
Who made you such an expert about her?
Well, my family's lived here forever. We know everything.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot who I was talking to.
Look, I know you and your do-gooder girlfriend will probably want to go to be best friends with Crazy Grace. But I'm warning you, she's nuts, and you better stay away from her.
Fine, whatever. Why is Mrs. C taking so long?
You haven't even dropped in your brownie yet.
I know, but it smells so good.
Forget the brownie for a minute. Crazy Grace moving back here is serious. My mom and dad are even thinking about talking to everybody's parents because they don't want anyone to get hurt.
I don't think anyone's gonna get hurt, but don't worry. I don't plan on being some old lady's best friend.
Make sure you don't.
Okay, you two, last pair. Now, I see you have two beakers here, but where's the brownie in this one?
Michael!
Sorry, I was so hungry.
You will take a 0 for this assignment, and you will serve a lunch detention for me today. No recess.
Yes, ma'am.
Where's Timmy? I didn't get to walk home with him today because Jenny and Emily and I were talking about what we were going to wear tomorrow and about what Maya Richter was saying to the younger kids at recess today about some crazy old lady moving back here.
All right.
I thought the end of our street was creepy enough just with that old abandoned house, but with a nuts old lady? Yikes!
Haley Grace, don't be so disrespectful. And we do not spread rumors about people we don't know.
Sorry.
And we have no idea what the mental state of Miss Andrews is. Their place was empty long before we moved here.
So, Crazy Grace is Miss Andrews?
Yes. Miss Andrews' first name is Grace, and you will not refer to her as Crazy Grace. Mm-hmm.
How do you know all this? Have you met her?
Well, of course not. But that horrible accident happened right here on this street.
Yeah, that's the most tragic thing that ever happened in our town. There was a lot of talk about it even when we moved here.
But you never met her?
Nope. We don't know anything more than what we just told you. Now, you promised you won't help spread any more rumors.
Yeah. Right. Where's Timmy?
Oh, he's down the street, visiting with Mr. Key.
Mr. Key's house is so close to the Andrews. Timmy shouldn't go near there. What if she moves in early?
What did we just say about rumors?
Sorry. But did Mikey go with him, just in case he needs protection?
No. He's playing basketball in the driveway.
He's not grounded?
Well, why would he be grounded?
Because of his lunch detention.
His what?
Whoops.
Michael?
Think fast, Dad!
Oh.
Hey, nice catch.
Thank you.
Come on, take a shot.
No, I want to talk first.
Great.
You want to tell me what happened in school today?
Let me guess, Haley's home.
Yes, but I want to hear the story from you. Come on, what's going on, kiddo?
Nothing, Dad.
Oh, right, nothing. Come on, have a seat, buddy. You're not being yourself lately.
I just want to quit school, that's all.
Oh, well, that's all. So you had a lunch detention? Why?
You're studying starches during science lab, and I didn't understand it at all. And I was so hungry, and, well, I ate half of our assignment.
Oh, you must have really been hungry.
We were dipping homemade brownies in hydrochloric acid.
Oh, yeah, I heard that makes them taste better.
Not funny, Dad.
Oh, come on. It was a little funny, wasn't it?
The 0 I got wasn't.
Ooh, Michael James. What are we going to do with you?
Let me drop out of school and train to become a pro football player.
Yeah, well, maybe after 6th grade, but not 5th. Have you ever asked your brother to help you with your schoolwork?
Timmy's only in 1st grade, Dad. My science isn't that bad.
You know I'm talking about Justin.
He's such a nerd.
Hey, don't get in any deeper than you already are, pal.
Dad, I don't want Justin's help.
Why not?
Why did you have to have a genius son? He makes it so hard for the rest of us.
Michael, Mom and I only expect your best out of you. We don't want you to be Justin, and we don't want Justin to be you. You understand?
I guess so.
Hey, look at me. Now, the problem is that I don't think you're doing your best these days.
Yeah, I am.
Michael, you just failed an assignment because you ate it. That doesn't sound like your best effort in science class. Now look, when Justin gets home from Rocket Club, I want you to do your science homework with him.
But Dad, it's bad enough I have to share a room with him. And I don't need him to rub it in my face that he's smarter than me.
This is not up for discussion. You will do your homework with your brother, and that is final.
So, I hear you're into starches, huh?
Yep.
Dad said you need some help.
Yep.
You have to work with me, Mike.
Fine. Page 47, starches. I'm on the first paragraph.
Okay, let's see. How much of the food value is starch and how much is protein?
Ask me in Russian and it would make just as much sense to me.
All right, let's break it down. Okay, say we have a cookie.
No
and we put
thanks.
Part of it...
Last time we used food to do starches, I got a lunch detention.
You're not helping, and I don't have time for this.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you. You're not going to be able to spend time in your extra research, is that it?
Look, Mike, I've had a bad day, all right? I was trying to help you. My mistake.
You had a bad day? What, did you get a 98% or something?
No, you want to know what it is? Gym class today, Michael. It was bad enough that I didn't get picked until every last person was chosen for the soccer teams, including Tina Smith.
Doesn't she have a broken leg?
Yes, and she was picked before me. And then when the game finally started, I kicked the ball hard, aiming for the goal, but ended up hitting the teacher right in the head. Feel better?
You hit the teacher in the head?
Yeah, I did. I miscalculated the angle from me to the goal.
It's not that hard, Justin. I can show you how to.
Not that hard. Maybe not for you.
Look, I didn't mean to make you mad. It's just hard to live in your shadow all the time.
And you think it's easy having a little brother who can beat you at any sport you play? You can be so self-centered, Mike.
Great. I even fail at being a brother.
Hi, Mikey. Why are you out here?
My tutor walked out on me. And I know I'm never going to get through starches, so I just came outside.
I think you hurt Justin's feelings.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You haven't been very nice lately.
I'm sorry. Just been a bad week with school and everything.
I don't care if you're not good at school stuff, Mikey. You're really good at stuff that counts, like sports.
Thanks, Timmy.
I think maybe you're the hands and the legs.
What?
You know, you're the hands and the legs because you're so good at sports. And I'm probably the feet or the ears because everyone always makes me go get stuff or tells me what to do.
What are you talking about?
Timmy, time for your bath.
Mommy, don't you think Mikey's probably the legs or the hands or something?
Do you know what he's talking about?
Timmy and I were reading a story today about the passage in 1 Corinthians.
What passage?
The one that explains that as Christians, we are one body, but that body is made up of many parts, and we need them all.
Yeah, and if we were all one eyeball, we couldn't hear anything.
Yeah. You just let Mom explain it.
No, you're exactly right, Timmy. The eye can't hear, and the ear can't smell.
And your hands can't do what your feet can do.
Aha!
But God considers all of the parts equally important.
Man, where was I when everyone read this story?
It's a well-known analogy from the Bible, Michael, and I'm pretty sure you've heard it before.
Not the way Timmy tells it.
Well, do you get it, Mikey? It's about being a Christian, the body of Christ. Right, Mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Prove it.
Well, God gives us all different gifts, and He needs every one of us to do our best with what He gives us. Am I right?
Yeah, see? You are smart, Mikey.
Yes, you are. Now, come on, Timmy boy, let's shake a leg.
I don't think I'm the leg, Mommy.
Oh, John, did Haley and Brooke finish their homework?
Yep.
I think I need to go finish mine, too.
Hold it there, buddy. I talked to Justin about your little study time with him.
Dad, I was just...
Yeah, take a seat, please.
You want to wait until I come back down to talk about Michael's punishment, honey? Or you want to talk to him while you've got him?
Punishment?
Come on, don't act so surprised, young man. Nah, you go on up, honey. I'll handle this one.
Michael, come on up and get ready for bed as soon as Dad's done with you.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's see. You had a lunch detention today, you got a zero on your science experiment, and you were horrible to Justin tonight. Now, what, do you think there are no consequences for all that?
I was hoping.
Well, Mom and I have talked it over, and this is what we've decided. First of all,
Dad,
I want...
before you get into it, I know that I'm in trouble, but you don't have to talk to me about Justin. I feel bad enough. That's why I came out here to begin with.
It is?
Yeah, and Timmy made me feel even worse. I know I've been mean to everybody lately. It's just hard because I feel so stupid.
Michael, you know that your mom and I have never thought that about you. And we love you just the way you are.
I know you do, Dad, but it still doesn't feel good.
But the only thing you need to worry about is doing your best at everything you do. That's all Mom and I can ask for.
I know.
You know, it's like when Justin went out for the football team a couple weeks ago. All right, he's not the best athlete, right? But did he try any less during football tryouts than he does with his schoolwork?
No, and he has the scars to prove it.
Well, that's the kind of attitude we want to see from you. We don't care about all A's, but we do care about your effort.
I know, Dad, and you're right. I haven't even tried to do my best. I don't know how Justin does it. Like today at school. I would have walked out of class if a girl with a broken leg was picked before me.
I'm not following.
He just keeps trying, even when it's not what he's good at. I want to be like that. And I do promise that I'll at least try, Dad.
Good. Good boy. That's what we want to hear. But we still need to talk about what happened today.
I know. But do you think we could put this talk off for about 10 minutes?
Oh, and you want to tell me why we should do that?
Let's just say I need to go find the brain and tell him that I'm sorry and I need him.
Well said. I think that's a pretty good idea.
It's easy to forget that we're all part of something bigger, isn't it? To forget that God has given every one of us unique and powerful gifts. And sometimes, I bet each and every one of us feels like we're just not good enough. Well, instead of feeling sorry for ourselves and thinking we're not good at anything, why don't we all do an exercise right now? Go ahead. Go get a piece of paper and a pen or pencil. All right, got it? Good. Okay, now what I want you to do is write down something that you know you do well, things you like to do even. Now, don't just think about it, actually write it down. I'll help you a little bit. Maybe you're good at helping people, or you're a good reader or good speller, or maybe you're really good at helping mom and dad clean the house, or helping your younger brothers and sisters. Maybe you're good at going shopping or buying a special gift for somebody. Here's a really important one. Maybe you're a good listener. These are all gifts that God has given you. And by you using these gifts, that's your gift back to God. And you know what? It takes all different kinds to glorify God and do His work. In Romans 12, 5 and 6, we're reminded that in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. So, let's start being thankful for the unique talents and abilities God has so graciously given each one of us. And let's be willing to be used by Him. If you'd like to tell us what your special gifts are, we would love to hear from you. Email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Or you can write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Today's program, Brains vs. Brawn, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. The creative consultant was Alicia Lynn. Our production engineers were Steve Odell and Andrew B., with music by Steve Wick. And our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next time down Gilead Lane.